protesters gathered as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, former Attorney General Celia Flores, made their first court appearance in New York, outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan. Activists rallied against what they called the illegal kidnapping of Venezuela's leader.
No boots on the ground, no bombs in the air. U.S. out of everywhere.
Maduro pled not guilty to charges related to narco trafficking and called himself a political prisoner, saying he was captured and innocent. His forcible removal to the United States has sparked condemnation around the world. In Venezuela, tens of thousands have taken to the streets across the political divide against U.S. interventionism. International media are reporting even Maduro's political opponents are in outrage. This protester's comments were translated by Reuters.
We don't want them to impose a Yankee government on us. We are free and sovereign. We are a people with guarantees in the Bolivarian Constitution. We are a free people, free and sovereign. Donald Trump is not going to take our oil. Rubio is not going to govern us. We have a president and a vice president who will assume for now. But our president is Nicolas Maduro.
Protests also took place across Europe, in Athens, Greece, and Paris, France. People burned American flags. Protests also in Manila, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Australia, and Kolkata, where protesters burned an effigy of Donald Trump. Actions reverberated outside U.S. embassies in Spain and Mexico City. And in the United Kingdom, former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn spoke at a rally this evening, saying the new Dunroe Doctrine President Donald Trump has released is outdated.
He wants to make Venezuela available for U.S. oil companies to exploit its massive oil reserves. What this is really about is a U.S. grab of the natural resources of Latin America. So it's our job to stand in solidarity with the people of Latin America who are opposed to all this, who want to be able to conduct their own affairs. The people of Cuba, who are at the moment very frightened of what might happen there next. The people of Colombia that are also under threat. All the other countries in the world that are in danger because of this. I want to live like you in a world of peace. I want to live in a world where one country doesn't invade another to steal its resources.
And here at home in the U.S., the Answer Coalition clocked in more than 100 protests across the country opposing the administration's attacks on Venezuela.
Cut the people's needs, not the war machine.
Protesters chanted, "Fund the people's needs, not the war machine." Outside the White House, Louis Bracey, a veteran, joined protesters. He spoke with Agence France-Presse.
What Donald Trump is doing, he's insulting all the people who served for this country as I did, because he's misusing our military forces. Our military forces was never designed to be used in the way that Donald Trump is using it now. He's basically using our military as his thugs around the world.
In New York, Zoe Alexander spoke to the Associated Press.
Unilateral military action against another country and detain its president, you know, because it wants to. To take military action against another country, you need approval from Congress, and we did not see that happen. So we're out here to say this is illegal, that we're against what the Trump administration is trying to do, and that we don't want another war.
Protests also took place in Los Angeles and here in the San Francisco Bay Area, in San Jose and San Francisco. The dissent also spreading to churches. At the Abyssinian Church in Harlem, a pastor weighed in. Evan Thomas told his congregation,
"I don't doubt that Nicolas Maduro is a thug. I don't doubt that. But so is Trump. I don't doubt that Maduro is a criminal. But so is Trump. I don't doubt that Maduro rigged the elections, but so did Trump. I don't doubt that Maduro tried to silence his critics, but so has Trump. I don't doubt that he tried to enrich himself, but so has Trump."
I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.
So has Donald Trump.